Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Follow God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
God didn't put him in the wilderness. Moses put himself in the wilderness, and he cost the children of Israel 30 years extra bondage because of his own self-will. And this, you didn't hear me teach on this, but in the first series that I did on how to find God's will, one of the major points, Romans 12:1, you have to become a living sacrifice and then renew your mind, and then you prove the good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. If you aren't a living sacrifice, if God revealed His will to you, you would get out and blow it, leaning under your own understanding. You're going to do it in your own strength and in your own power. You know, I could give you 100 personal testimonies right here of things that to me look like this is really smart. This is the way it ought to be done. But praise God that I started out with this encounter with the Lord, March the 23rd, 1968, and I at least had enough gumption to say, God, what is your will? What do you want to do? And there have been times that it looked to me like the smart thing to do is this over here, but God led me and I've followed God. And did you know God has blessed us so much? We have avoided so many pitfalls that other people have gone through. Man, we have been blessed, blessed, blessed. And I've been there to where in my own understanding it makes sense to do it this way, but God says do it this way. Did you know it doesn't make sense to give away all of your stuff, to make your materials free? When we started, you know, I've given away, I don't even know, over 6 million cassette tapes, books, CDs, and things like that. That doesn't make sense to give your stuff away. It costs money. It costs a lot of money to put out all the materials that we do. And we give them away. We tell people now that we suggest a donation of so much, but if you can't afford it, we'll give it to you. Our partners have enabled us to do that. And did you know over 50% of all of the requests that we get are from people that don't give a thing? And we give over 50% of our stuff away to people that don't send anything. That doesn't make sense. People think you can't do this. And yet we are prospering. And we are blessed. And you know what? There's just not a lot of people that like that. David Hardesty is the first manager I've ever had that accepted this. Every manager I've ever had fought me over giving things away, but he understands it. He even came to my defense one time when another minister got on my case about giving things away. And you know what? It works. When we started our website, we discussed, should we pay for all of these CDs and books and everything that's on the website? And I thought, well, I've given away free tapes, books, and CDs, and the website's actually cheaper for us than it is to put out the stuff and mail it. And I said, why don't we just give it away? And you know what? Again, doesn't look smart. Doesn't make sense. And yet we decided to do it. And at that time, I may have the figures a little bit wrong, but we were less than $5,000 a month that we were getting through our website when we decided to put all the stuff on and just make it available free. I don't know how many of you visited our website, but our website is unique in the sense that it has, I mean, we have hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of our product that are free that you can get, watch, download. It's just free. And did you know when we started giving everything away, this month we'll be over $300,000 this month that comes in through the website. We were getting $5,000 a month. When we started giving things away, now we get over $300,000 a month. It works. And you know what? That may not be what God told you to do. I'm not against anybody else, but I'm saying that God will lead you to do things, and you can't just sit there and lean under your own understanding because everybody else does something this way, you do it. God has a specific plan for you, and you need to learn to listen to God's plan and His timing for accomplishing His will. And even if most people do stumble across God's will, then the moment they get a direction, boom, they're gone. They don't wait for instructions. I'm trying to get across to you that it's as important to understand the plan and the timing for accomplishing God's will as it is to even know what God's will is. You may understand that God wants you to start a business. But do you have God's timing for it? Do you have His wisdom about how to do it? Man, just having God give you wisdom, direction is not enough. You need the wisdom of God to be able to accomplish it. God may want you to do something that is totally different than every model you've ever seen before. You know, it's amazing. Preachers, they hear somebody has a bus ministry, and so they start a bus ministry. And they go to this conference, and somebody does this, and so that's what they do. And so they have all of the seeker-friendly stuff, and so that's what they do. And then they change their name to make it modern, and let's have a contemporary worship. And everybody's just going around following each other like little ducks. You know what? God's got a plan for you. God can tell you what to do. Just to know that you've been called into the ministry, that God led you to do this, you need to find out how to do it, and that only comes through personal relationship with God. So finding God's will is essential, but figuring out how to follow God's will, to get God's plan, is just as important. And it's amazing how few people continue with the Lord. You know, people, when you're in a crisis situation and you don't have any direction for your life and you're miserable and you know that there's got to be something more than what you've got, you'll start seeking the Lord and you'll get serious. Oh, God, help. And you seek the Lord because you just don't have a clue. But then God gives you a clue and you quit seeking God because now you got what you were after and now you just start leaning under your own understanding and doing it your own way. It's exactly the opposite. You need to be God-dependent, not only when you don't have direction, not only when you're in a crisis situation, but you're actually your most vulnerable when things are going good. When it seems like you have direction, when everything is going well, that is when you are your most vulnerable because you tend to depend upon yourself more. Everybody depends upon God when the crisis is on. When you are in big trouble and if God doesn't come through, you're going to crash and burn. Most people will seek God then. But you know what? Only the really mature Christians, the ones that are committed to God, will seek God as hard when everything's going good, when there isn't any problems, when it looks like everything's wonderful. That's when you need to seek God more than any other time because that's when you tend to depend upon your own self and get away from God more than others. If I was to ask most of you here, and if you'd be honest with me, most of you spend more time praying and seeking the Lord when you're in a crisis than you do when everything's going good. And that's the reason that you go from crisis to crisis. It's because in a crisis you seek the Lord. God gives you wisdom and shows you something. You follow it. Things begin to work. And as soon as they begin to work, you quit seeking God and lean back under your own understanding and crash and burn again. See, this is what Moses was going through. Moses, he had a revelation of God's will, but he just supposed, God, I know now why I'm in this position. I know why I've got all of this authority. And he just assumed God was going to use him because he was hot stuff. He was just it. And he thought God was going to use him because of that. He totally missed God's plan. He cost himself 40 years in the wilderness struggling that he didn't have to endure. And he cost the children of Israel 30 years extra bondage because he tried to do it his own way. And you know, that's tragic. And we could just talk about this and amplify it. But you know, let me say this, that despite how badly he messed up, you know what? God's gifts and callings are without repentance. Romans chapter 11, verse 29 says, the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. And even though he messed up, God didn't just raise up somebody else to do it. God waited on him 40 years. 40 years God molded him in the desert. He was learning. And again, the Ten Commandments movie shows Moses just out there in the desert like, God, leave me alone. I never want to hear from you again. He didn't want anybody to know that he had ever known God, that he had ever been associated with God. He was out there trying to escape God. That's not what Hebrews said. In Hebrews, it says he endured those 40 years as seeing him who is invisible. And I could take those words and dissect them and go into it. But the word endure isn't talking about that he just survived. It's talking about he persevered. He was looking for God. Throughout this entire 40-year period of time, Moses was saying, God, I know that I blew it, but you still have a purpose for my life. I will accomplish. He endured. He persevered. He was not running from God. He was seeking God throughout those entire 40 years and looking for God. Now, that's important. And it says to us that, you know what, some of you may think, man, you know, God at one time revealed some things to me and I tried to do it and I just totally made a mess of everything. There may be some of you that, you know, you've been divorced and you feel like that, man, you could never accomplish what God's original purpose for you was. There's some of you that have failed in business. You failed morally. You failed in so many ways and you just feel like it's over. Maybe God had a purpose for me at one time. But again, Romans 11:29, the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. God never changes. God has never changed His mind about you. He created you for a purpose. And regardless of how messed up you are, God can still work something out. David wasn't God's first choice. Saul was God's first choice. 1 Samuel 13:13, Samuel told Saul, if you would have obeyed me today, I would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. There never would have been a David. David was not God's first choice. He was an afterthought. And yet look how awesome David was. God's plan B is better than most of us could imagine plan A being. Some of you may think, man, I've messed up my life so bad, God can't fix it. But you know what? If you have one of these GPS things, and if you make a wrong turn, it'll say recalculating, and it'll get you back to where you need to go. It doesn't say, you idiot, you turned wrong, forget it. You can't get there from here. Amen. And if a GPS can teach you and get you back on track, I guarantee you, God can do it. It doesn't matter how you've turned. God can get you back on track.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Follow God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1067C for CD or R3211D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU13C titled Moses Missed God's Timing when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew Womack, and I'd like to invite you to join me as a partner of our Gospel Truth ministry. You know, we are reaching the world not only through radio, but also television, DVDs, books, CDs, just every way that we possibly can. We have Bible schools scattered around the world. We are preaching the gospel literally around the world. Over 2.2 billion people can get our broadcast and our materials. And it just takes a lot of money to make all of that happen. So I'd like to invite you to join with me on a monthly basis as our partner. Our announcer is going to give you some information, and I encourage you to pray about it and then call or write today and become a partner with the Gospel Truth.